you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday. Unless it's not.
This
won't be in the best of anyway. So
one of those
Friday.
We won't have to wake up on Monday morning.
That's right.
It's a special
Memorial Day weekend.
Long weekend.
Well, I hope you wake up sometime on Monday morning.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Otherwise, things have gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend. If you live someplace, there's stuff to do. Have fun. If not, do what we're going to do.
Where is that?
Yeah. Well, on the coast. All the beaches are open. People are going to be out.
Some pictures of
the mountains probably too. What?
Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, it was packed there, right?
Because Yellowstone opened up on Monday. Yeah. And there was a crowd of people. The photo I saw, yeah. A crowd of people. I mean, jammed in. No social distancing whatsoever.
Waiting for it to spew?
Hanging around. It was Old Faithful.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, all those spots are probably going to be jammed. Especially
like the beaches and the boardwalks, too. And
Memorial Day weekend. Any tourist spot.
Oh, that'll be packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wear your mask, by the way. It protects you. Brad Williams is going to phone the program a little later on. Brad's in Wise Guys Comedy Club. In Utah, is it in Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City. Yeah,
yeah. He said the stab just retweeted out his tweet. He's gonna phone us later on this morning, but there are a lot of precautions. We'll ask him about how they're going to do the show and how he feels about it too.
You know? I had to wear the mask.
People cough over him, though. You ever notice that they cough over him?
Yeah,
but it can rain. Yeah, then it just rain down on you, though. Yeah,
down,
I think you'd rather be taller than shorter because it could rain down on you. All right.
Yeah, I think being taller would be a better advantage because it's got to go down somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It might go down.
How's the weather up there?
On top of his head.
Yeah.
I had to wear a mask for several hours in a row yesterday because I broke up the Groundhog Day and I took a road trip with my wife.
Oh, you're in the car then. Good for you. I told you to get in the car and drive, man.
To the animal clinic. Yeah, well, we got in the car and we drove and I saw Wahoo.
Well, yeah, I know that drive. That drive sucks.
And Waverly.
Yeah. Well, they've changed so much.
Yeah.
And if you're not if you're not in our area, that's a funny joke, by the way.
It is.
But the bitch is in heat, so you got to do what you got to do.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. And you know, I really
bring the dogs with you.
Yeah, I can't get into much detail because that would be like announcing that you're pregnant before your first trimester is over.
But it's a dog.
Yeah,
so,
we're trying to get a dog pregnant.
Yeah.
This is going to get out, and Christy will be deluged with puppy requests. So I really can't
say
anything.
Especially now, everybody wants a dog. Man.
Yeah, unless we know that it took. We went through the procedure to see if it's going to take. So I can talk more about it later.
All right.
But it was interesting to see how...
I don't want a puppy, so don't worry about it.
...a dog is inseminated.
All right. I'd rather watch a dog bang. They do it just with a syringe, right?
Well, they did the banging thing.
All right.
But they didn't bang enough.
All right.
They got together. They didn't bang enough. Yeah. So then you go, you get a sample out of the
stud. Probably because she was bitching at them because they're quarantined, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, the dogs don't live together, right? So it would be strange, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Man, and take care of that. Take care of that.
I think they know each other, but they've never banged before, you know, until this
maybe
week.
They're not attracted to each other, you know.
Good. No, well, apparently there was some attraction.
Okay.
Apparently any bitching heat.
They smell the pheromones, right?
Right. Any stud is attracted to any bitching heat. Right. So they did tie off just the one time, you know.
What's a doggy orgasm look like?
Direct deposit.
not the actual stuff. I mean, in the face.
Oh, yeah. You know
the dog's O face?
What's a dog's O face look like? I've seen some dogs banging, but I never really paid attention to that closely.
It didn't look like there was any kind of expression.
Really?
You couldn't...
Not like with his eyes going...
No.
Throw his head back and start howling.
Scooby.
Yeah. Yeah, I really didn't watch that closely.
You should have.
But
why didn't you video it, man?
He did.
You got a phone, man.
Because that's weird.
Yeah. Well, it's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but it's weird.
I'd put some doggy porn if we had that, you know?
Yeah, I guess I just
You didn't. Could have done that,
I
man.
Did not think of
man,
that.
You're not 15. You got to videotape everything.
You didn't have their consent.
Right.
Yeah, and I was too busy.
Yeah, you own them, man. Yeah. You own those bitches.
Taking in the scenery. Because this animal clinic was kind of out in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, middle of nowhere.
There you go. You got to see something. Yeah.
I did.
Corn, right?
A lot of corn.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not yet.
It's not corn season.
And,
right?
You know, maybe some soybeans.
All
I
right.
saw fields that are potential productive when it comes to soybeans and corn.
Go Big Red.
Saw a lot of that.
That's exciting.
Is it?
What Chris Fowler shows every week when the Huskers play. Make a change.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Brad Williams later on. Of course, Nick will be here. Craig Evans a little bit. What was that?
Guessing Fowler won't have to worry about that this year.
No. Oh, no, they do broadcasting. If they're going to play college football, they're still going to be on TV.
Yeah, but
know?
I don't think he'll be walking out of a cornfield around here very anytime this year.
No. I was watching Feinbaum on TV yesterday, and he was saying they're gonna play, and that's good. I do see. It was an Ohio State's AD said he can see 20,000 to 40,000 in stands.
Yeah, that's a stadium that holds 105,000.
Right, but I don't know how. Even then, they broke that down. So how are they going to do that? How are they going to keep people from getting together?
Yeah, I think the safer way to do it is just without fans completely.
I think so too.
But those ADs are seeing the money going away.
Well, I think they want some sort of ambiance in that crowd. Just somebody in there, you know. Because 20,000 to 40,000 is and 100,000 seats right. Pretty empty, but it's still there's people there.
And there's nothing you can do to
you
stop
could,
people.
You
from
could out. Spread out though. You really could spread out.
Yeah, but again, how are you going to stop people from just
they're not.
Flooding down to the
oh,
bottom?
Oh, I know that. Yeah. To the good seats, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, and tailgating, you're not going to stop that.
Oh no!
Thousands of fans will still gather, whether they can get in the stadium or not, and tailgate. So,
well, once again, they got 3 months to figure this out.
I'm curious
two and a half
to see
months,
right what kind of restrictions they're going to put on it and how wide open they're going to go.
Yeah. But it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I don't know. They might do a little rethinking when I say about 3 weeks from now.
When everything's packed up, the hospitals are packed back up.
The second wave is coming.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, that's in the fall, though. Second wave, they said.
Okay. I thought the second wave might come a little earlier. I'm
guessing. We're figuring that out because people are out now.
Yeah.
The whole country is letting people go out. By the way, I don't know if that's good news or bad news. I mean, there's guinea pigs out there, and be safe. You know, wear a mask.
Yeah,
be safe.
I hope it works. I hope I'm
wrong. Oh, my God. Well, you really wouldn't be wrong because, I mean, even blue states are opening up their time. But the blue states shut it down earlier, too. I think they have a bigger handle on it, some of those places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I know our hospitals are filling up in Nebraska. I saw that. Alabama, I was watching some news last night. Alabama's going crazy with too many people. Too many people
but
get sick.
Right? Did you see, though, they finally they got the person who can actually have some sway to say, hey, wear a mask.
In Alabama?
Yeah.
Who? Who's that?
Nick Saban.
Saban did that, yeah.
Saban did a PSA.
Yeah, he's an
saying,
old, and he's an old coach Republican, too.
Hey, wear your mask.
Yeah, because Trump didn't wear one that stupid, that he broke the law, basically, in Michigan, but he don't care.
And if anybody's word carries any weight in Alabama, it's Nick Saban.
Right. Yeah.
It's really not that big a deal.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I was, I went and picked up my car. I got some tires on it yesterday, and everybody's got a mask on. Everybody's cool. You know, there's no big deal.
Yeah. Oh, again, the only places I've been out is to a human hospital and an animal hospital, and everybody had their masks on. Yeah. It was like 100% participation. So I haven't gotten into a situation.
But they're not open. They're not. Yeah. People don't mask on in bars.
Like a store.
Bars and restaurants, they're not on.
Like Christy said,
the staff's not. I mean, the staff has it on, I guess.
It's 50-50 when you go to a store.
Yes, it is.
Has that been your observation?
Yes, about 50-50.
Maybe.
Yeah. Depending on what day. Yeah. Target. I don't go to Walmart. My wife has been to Walmart a few times. Yeah.
Let me guess. Walmart's about 25%. Shift back.
She's been saying 50-50 mainly.
Really?
I see less than 50-50 some places.
Like I say, that the home improvement store I was at last weekend was certainly not 50-50.
Yeah, but your wife goes to that middle class Walmart.
Well, so no, believe me,
that's probably a little more mass.
You could put that's on the edge of town. They come on in. They come to town.
They're coming from other counties.
They round up the babies and grab the old ladies.
They're coming from miles away.
Oh yeah, they know that is not. Oh, John, I've been in that one before. You can put a Walmart anywhere, and the crowd is the same.
Well, it's supply run day for me today, so I'll be on the lookout to see how it looks when I'm out today.
All right, let's get drunk this weekend. Something different, huh?
I may have to do that.
All right, Brad Williams, whole gang is here Friday.
Edibles. You good on the edibles?
No, I lost them again. So no, I'm not good.
You need a better hiding spot.
I could probably help you find some.
I lost
some.
Them in my throat.
Well, lots of things been lost there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.